This is John Batchelor. The Vice President, Mr. Vance, addressing the Munich Security Conference, rattled everyone in the room different directions, but one of the things that certainly bothers the European powers is that they're being asked to pay for their own defense. After decades, 8 decades of the U.S. paying for their defense and for the population in the United States, the idea is sharing. You pay for your defense, we'll pay for ours, and we'll work together when we must. That would have been sensible 8 decades ago, but nobody said it. The United States dominated the world in building up a sophisticated national security apparatus, and now the Germans need to match it. So do the French. So do the Italians. They don't have to move in the same direction. They can decide to move separately. Just get it done. A simple message from the vice president, and that upset everyone. Here's Joe Sternberg, back from Germany, Wall Street Journal, commenting on the same incident and what it means. More of this later.
Yes, I mean, I think that they're very upset about that message, and I think that they are also upset about the idea that they're getting frozen out of the Ukraine peace talks to the extent that there are any peace talks potentially going on. But I think that they shouldn't claim to be surprised about this, because I think that the Trump administration now is just saying in a much more forceful way and potentially putting some action behind it what U.S. administrations have been saying for a decade or more, which is that Europe needs to be contributing more to its own defense. And that is going to require difficult decisions in Europe. It potentially means that they need to scale back spending on social welfare to free up resources for the military. But why should the U.S. be making those decisions and Europe not have to, I think, is basically the message that they're getting from the Trump administration.